Indeed, all praise belongs to Allah the Most High. We thank him and we seek his aid and we seek his forgiveness. And we seek refuge with him from the evil of ourselves and from our bad actions. Whomever Allah guides, then there is no one who can mislead him. And whoever Allah causes to go astray, there is no one to guide him. And I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah who is unique and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his worshiper and his messenger. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions and those who follow them with good intentions until the day of judgment. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. Indeed, O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. And O mankind, be careful of your duty to your Rabb who created you from a single soul and from it created its mate. And from the two of them, he spread forth many men and many women. Be careful of your duty to Allah, whom you demand your mutual rights, and be careful of your duty to the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is al-Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and always speak the truth. He will cause your deeds to be beneficial, and he will forgive for you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, then he has truly achieved a tremendous accomplishment. For indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the most evil of all affairs are newly invented matters, which has no precedence in Islam. And indeed, all innovations are astray, and each astray is in the hellfire. O Allah, save us from it. O Allah, accept our dua. Alhamdulillah, we'll try to make the khutbah brief, inshallah, because of the delay. And alhamdulillah, we all should make dua that Allah gives us the blessings of the storm and seek refuge in Allah from the wrath of the storm. Allah says, O you who have believed, eat from the good things which we have provided for you and be grateful to Allah. It is indeed him that you worship. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, while there is good in both. Again, the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the weak believer, while there is good in both. And that's, again, from a Muslim hadith. And we have to understand that as Muslims, we should always practice a healthy or holistic lifestyle. And again, holistic just means basically that you are healthy in mind, body, and spirit. Mind, body, and from a spiritual perspective. You know, we should be at the forefront of, you hear about the organic foods and the healthcare movement. We should be at the forefront of all of these things as Muslims. And I always to say that Muslim should just mean activist, because we should be, you know, not just active, but we need to be radioactive for the most part. We need to be active in all spheres of our lives, and then specifically in how we take care of ourselves. You know, the Quran gives us good understanding of, you know, of what types of food that we should be eating. You know, what foods are beneficial. He talks about the honey, talks about the vegetables such as corn and the herbs, and talks about the fruits and all the olives and the dates and the grapes. And these are all mentioned, the pomegranates are mentioned in the Quran. In bananas, we have to look at all of the fruits and the foods that Allah has given us. He tells us to eat of the good things, the pure things. And then also he talks about the milk. You know, he says, Allah says, he created the cattle for you wherein is warmth and many gains, and you eat thereof. And we see that milk is just a gift that Allah has given us. He says that for you there is in the cattle a lesson. We give you to drink what is in their bellies from betwixt the chine and the blood pure milk, easy and palatable for those who drink it. And again, seafood from the sea. Allah tells us from the sea is something that we have something to show gratitude for. It is he who has made the sea of service that you might eat fresh fish, meat from it. And again, also some birds are lawful, and from the meat of the fowls of what they like. So we see that we have a dietary plan already in the Quran for the past 1,400 years or over 1,400 years. Allah has given us the dietary plan that we should basically follow. You know, as Muslims, you know, we're not supposed to say we're not going to eat any meat. I remember I was off meat for 2 years prior to coming to Islam. And then I remember a brother, you know, he said, well, the prophet ate meat. You better than the prophet. And so that ended my vegan days, you know. But even that, you know, when you look at the prophet, peace be upon him, he didn't overeat meat. He didn't saturate his diet with meat. He ate very little meat, but he also ate meat. And so we have to understand we can't basically do something that's inconsistent with Islam. We can't say, well, we're not going to eat animals, because some people take the position that you shouldn't eat any animal. And so as Muslims, we can not eat meat, but we can't just say it's haram. We can't do that, you know. And so we have to basically look at the fact that no matter what we eat, we need to basically minimize it. You know, but as the Prophet ﷺ, he says, you know, we have to not be excessive in eating. Because even if it's halal, you know, we'll say, oh, it's halal, so we can just eat all we want. No, even whether it's halal or it's a biha meat, we have to also not be of those who overeat. As Allah says, eat and drink, but do not commit excesses. Indeed, he does not love those who are excessive. Another frequently cited hadith says that the Prophet ﷺ said that we should fill our stomachs one third with food, one third with water, and one third should be left empty, or one third air. In other words, don't be gluttonous. Don't be gluttonous. So we have to be of those who are practicing, again, a lifestyle that's about life and not a lifestyle that leads you to death. Because most of the diseases that we are faced with today can be traced back to what we're eating, or how what we're not eating, and how much we're eating. You know, again, as the Prophet ﷺ talked about, that the belly can be the source of a lot of diseases. So we have to be of those who are conscious. We have to be of those who are health conscious, you know, again, in mind, body, and spirit. These are some of the things that we have to do. You know, we've been faced with this pandemic, you know, throughout the past year. It's a big test that Allah has given us. And as Muslims, you know, again, we should be of those who are relearning the health benefits of just the practice of Islam. Healthy lifestyle, and it helps to basically increase your immune system, gives you a healthier immune system. So these are some of the things that we have to look at. You know, I know there's many positions on taking the vaccine, but we want to get into the position of promoting good knowledge and healthy knowledge based on the science. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "The science is his weapon." And so, if he was living during this time, would he be taking the vaccine? Allah knows best. But we have to be of those who get all the research in and then make a decision. I know in the Majlis we put a letter out saying it's up to you, make the decision as to whether you want to take the vaccine or not. But all of the imams in the Majlis, from my knowledge, they all took the vaccine, myself included. I took it in January, so. And I haven't grown another head. So I'm just saying that, you know, we want to try to get back inside to the Islamic Center. We need to basically not only practice healthy lifestyles on so many different levels, but we have to not be a source of the virus, because they have this new variant that's out that's more deadly than the old variant. And so we have to start, again, practicing a lot of wisdom or hikmah in how we live our lives, inshallah. If I've said anything that's inconsistent with what Allah and the Prophet ﷺ has given us, I take full responsibility for that. If I've said anything in which you have gained some new insight, as always, all praise is due to Allah. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la lahu mulk wa lahu hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Alhamdulillah, beautiful sound. It rained. Alhamdulillah. 10 lessons that the Prophet ﷺ taught us in order for us to live healthy. Again, as I mentioned earlier, eat in moderation. Eat in moderation. Not just eating in moderation, but he says to eat slowly. It was narrated that the Prophet ﷺ was a strong advocate of eating slowly to aid the digestive system. And when you look at scholars in dieting and all of that, you'll see they tell you to count your chews. So a lot of the knowledge that people have gone for PhDs to get PhDs for, the Prophet ﷺ, who was an unlettered person, he gave them this knowledge 1,400 years ago. Eat slowly, helps to digest our food. He also talked about the importance of activity, physical activity. Alhamdulillah, some of the brothers, we've been walking every morning, and alhamdulillah, as a brother, they've been running the program for the past few years, walks, you know, frequently around the park. And so we want to increase our activity, our physical activity. You know, and the Prophet also, he promoted archery and sports and horseback riding. You know, again, as we recited earlier, a strong believer is better and dearer to Allah than a weak believer, although in both of them are good. The one who is physically strong is better before Allah because they are more active and energetic in the performance and their worship and the taking care of the needs of others. And also the importance of prayer, the importance of prayer and the importance of sleep, getting your rest. As the Prophet ﷺ says that your body has rights over you. The body has rights over you. Sharing food, as he said, if there's enough for one, there's enough for two. Again, he is not a believer who eats to his full, but his neighbor goes without food. And the Prophet ﷺ talked about that. The principle of improving the public's general health is thankful to the Prophet. We should be of those who are sharing, you know, with one another. You know, fostering a strong community. In other words, having strong relationships. Again, the scientists will teach you that having healthy relationships can aid in longevity and aid in your quality of life. And again, as the Prophet ﷺ said, eating together and not separately, for the blessings are associated with the company. Also, fasting. Of course, we know the benefits of fasting throughout the month, but also during the month of Ramadan and just throughout the year. Now, the new fad has become intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting. I wonder where they got that from. Intermittent fasting. And again, they say it improves the insulin sensitivity, speeds up the metabolism, and curbs hunger, and improves eating patterns. You know, and also we talked about dental hygiene. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam talked about dental hygiene, using the miswak. And so I challenge anybody to find any of his contemporaries, whether in Europe or in Africa, that were promoting these types of concepts. To drink water slowly. Drink water slowly. You know, and so again, science today talks about that, the importance of drinking water slowly. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, do not drink water in one gulp like a camel, instead in small sips. And he also talked about mental health. He talked about having a peaceful mind through accepting of life's changes. We'll say inshallah and mashallah. He encouraged them not to be engulfed with anxiety or depression, not to worry, and specifically anger. When the man came to him and said, advise me, he said, don't get angry. He said, advise me and don't get angry. He said, advise me and don't get angry, because anger is like a form of that adrenaline can intoxicate you, and then you can make impulsive decisions that you could regret for the rest of your life. And so these are the 10 points that the Prophet ﷺ gave us, left us, you know, to promote a healthy lifestyle. He wasn't just a person who was just a preacher. He was a person who was a reacher. And one of the things that I noticed when I was in Chicago last week, there's a group called Iman, and we have a local Iman here in Atlanta. But I looked around, they have a wellness center. They have a mobile health clinic. You know, they have houses for people who are formerly incarcerated. And alhamdulillah, may Allah allow us to be of those, because even though this community is being gentrified, as the philosophy, I'm going to paraphrase a great philosopher by the name of Pryor, you know, the Muslims live here, you visit it. You know, so we have to understand that we're vested in this community. And so, as one of the politicians said, that people who graduate from Washington High can't afford to live in this community now. And so we have to make affordable housing. We have to make health care affordable or free. So these are some of the things that we want to envision. And if you close your eyes and envision that, to be able to buy up some of the properties, fix them up, and make them affordable, and not just basically just for the gentry class. So these are some of the things that we hope to do with the Islamic Center and beyond. And so I want you to basically dig deep today, brothers and sisters, because again, we're on the cusp of finishing the Islamic Center, but we also have daily needs for people who come and basically seek our help in many different ways. So I want you to dig deep, brothers and sisters, and do what you can. And even if all you can give is a dollar, give a dollar. But if you can give more, give more. If you can pledge more, we have, you know, just several ways in which we can go through Zelle, Cash App, you know, or you can write a check, and, you know, cash works too. Cash works too. So these are some of the things that I really, you know, again, want to start to accomplish before Allah takes me away from here, you know, because we want to establish a long-term presence here, long-term presence, and not just be those who just pray, or, you know, we want to be of those who are helping our neighbors, helping the Muslims and the not yet Muslims. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت والذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تهمنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واكف لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا أهل القوم الكافرين. Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as you did lay on those who have gone before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden which we do not have the strength to bear. And overlook our faults and forgive us and have mercy on us. You are our protector and grant us the victory.